Okay, B'siyata D'Shmaya. We're up to shiur number 8 in Hilchos Shabbos, and what we're discussing, I believe, is the third shiur in Hilchos Borer. And what we're going to be doing together today is a few topics. First of all, we're going to start off discussing the topic of peeling a fruit and vegetable from the perspective of Borer. Up until now, we've been discussing peeling from the perspective of Dush. We're going to finally do it from the perspective of Borer. That will connect to where we're up to in Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Yutes Ches. That's going to discuss the halachos of rinsing a fruit or vegetable and the halachos of Borer. And then we're going to begin Mishamer Misanein, which according to many is connected to the Av Malacha of Merakeid. And that will take us through Seifim Tes Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalid, and that will take us Halach Lamaisa to filters and so on. Because we're doing this over Zoom, you know, feel free to throw some oranges at me through the computer or something to stop me if there is anything that's not clear. I joked with Eli beforehand. He's even machmir that he's choshish that in my bidud he has to put on a mask all the way through the computer. And let's be siyata d'shmaya begin. So let's go to Simon Shin Chaf Aleph to the Ramah and see a Ramah that we've done already, but see it from a different perspective. Says the Ramah, Aser Likloif Shumim Ubitzalim, it's prohibited to peel garlic and onions, Kishikoylef Lahaniach, if you're peeling to leave it for a period of time afterwards. Avalecha la'alter shari. But if you're doing it for immediate usage, so then in such a case, it's going to be permissible. So every time we peel, as we pointed out when we did dash, the Ramah is concerned with borer. When we're doing sugya of dash, we ask the question, why not dash? But that's not our topic right now. So if you peel something, you have to peel immediately for the meal. So practically what that means, when a person's making a salad, so they have to be concerned about borer when they're peeling the cucumbers, and that's why making a salad has to be done la'alter with our discussion, our previous discussion, what exactly defines la'alter. Okay, now the Be'er Halacha raises a very, very interesting question. The Be'er Halacha in Dibar Maschil Liklof asks, wait a second, when you peel a cucumber, what you do when you peel a cucumber is you take off the psoles from the ochel. So even if you're doing it la'alter, let's say you do it la'alter, even if you're doing it la'alter, but that shouldn't be enough, because psoles mitoch ochel la'alter is prohibited. What's going to be the heter of doing it in such a way? Psoles mitoch ochel la'alter is going to be aser. Everybody follow the kasha? It's a very, very strong kasha. So the Be'er Halacha in Divrei Maschil Liklof answers the question three lines in, and he says, V'nira, D'kivan D'i Efshar B'inyin Acher, V'derech Achilasoi B'kach, since you can't do it any other way, and that's the normal way of eating, Lo'y Mikri P'sos M'teich Eichel, She'eino Elo Echol Lechol Hatoch. It's called part of the process of eating, because the whole goal is to get to the inside. V'choshu la'alter shari. Aval laniach aser delo adif me'ochal mitoch psoles. This answer of the Be'er Halacha is very, from the Maimer Mordechai, is very reminiscent of something that we spoke about last time. And he says as follows. He says that if it's the process of eating, you're just simply removing the peel in order to get to the food, that's going to be permissible. That's going to be permissible because all you're doing is trying to access the food. So I think these two Be'er Halachas are connected. The Be'er Halacha that we saw last time, where the Be'er Halacha says that if you're removing a mishkav, then it's not called a taruvos and it's going to be permissible. So too here, similarly, it's not the same thing, but the Be'er Halacha is saying that here too, derech achilaso is not to sort or to separate psolas mitoch ochel, but derech achilaso is just simply to remove that peel, and by removing that peel to access the food, the halacha is that it's going to be permissible. Okay, so Rabosai, what we learned is the what needs to be done for a salad, and we learned the svara of derech achila, which is going to be important as we go on. Okay, now we're ready to continue where we're up to in the tour in Simin Shin Yutes Sif Ches, and then go on to the Shulchan Aruch. Says the tour, Ein Shoyrin Karshinin. Now this is based on a Mishnah on Daf Kuf Mem Amud Aleph. Actually, let's take a look at that Mishnah inside. Seeing the Mishnah inside is going to be helpful in terms of some of our later points that we're going to make. Let me just find the Gemara. Here it is. So the Mishnah on Kuf Mem Amud Aleph says as follows: Ein Shoyrin es Hachiltas Biposhrin Avol Nosin L'Toch HaChometz. So here we're talking about a Shaila of Chiltas that was used for Refuah. You're not allowed to soak it. That's Refuah. And what's more relevant to us is the Karshinin. The Mishnah goes on and says, Ve'ein Shoylin es HaKarshinin V'lo Shafosin Avol Nosin L'Toch HaKvara O L'Toch HaKalkala. Says Rashi, Ve'ein Shoylin es HaKarshinin. Rashi says, Matzif Aleh Mayim Bikli. Latzif means to spray water onto this vegetable, which is in an utensil. Livrar psolosan. The karshinin was a type of hash, like a type of animal food that was eaten, that was also eaten by people as well, that had a lot of psolas. So you're not allowed to wash off the psolas with water because that's going to be borer. Okay, so the seifa of the Mishnah, of what we read, Ein Sholin, mean is a Shaila of Borer. Now, interestingly, the tour starts out with Ein Sholin. Rashi told us that Sholin means to spray water onto it. That's going to knock off the psolas. That, the Mishnah told us, is going to be Aser Alts Borer. And the Mishnah also spoke about soaking Refuah as being Aser for Refuah. Interestingly, the Torah says, Ein Shoyrin Karshinin, the halach is that you're not allowed to be Shore Karshinin. So in our Mishnah, we didn't say Ein Shoyrin Karshinin. In our Mishnah, we had said Ein Sholin Karshinin. That was to spray water on top. So comes along the Bach, interestingly, the Beis Yosef doesn't stop at this, but comes along the Bach in Sif Katan Hay in the Bach, Ubimiksa Sifre Rabbeinu Kasav Ein Shoyrin, V'chein kasev b'shulchan aruch, v'to soferu. He says that's not the language of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, specifically, sholin. Sholin was to spray water. The lashon of shorin is to soak onto the fruit. We'll get back to that shortly. So the Torah says, shematzef alayim b'kli k'dei l'atzer apsolas, v'lo shafin oso b'yad. And you can't rub the vegetable with your hand, k'dei l'hasar apsoles, d'havilei k'borer, that's considered borer, avol nasem b'kvara afol pishapam nofa apsoles derech nekava mikve hakvara, but if you just put in the kvara and every once in a while a little bit of dirt falls off, that's going to be permissible. Let's see it now in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. Comes along the Mechaber, Shin Yutes, Ches, Ein Sharon Sakashinin, Dahainu Shemetzif Aleim, Maim Bekli Kedel Hasar Apsoles, Velo Shafanosim Biyak Kedel Hasar Apsoles, Tavik Kibor, Avonasim Mikvar, Afal Pishnos Apsoles, Technik Vekvara. The Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed says the reason why it's permissible to put in the Kvara, Kiman Shein Miskavin Lakach. We're talking about an instance where the individual didn't intend to sort in such a manner, but rather he put it there just to store. And if it happens to be that some psolas falls through that sifter, that's going to be okay. Now let's focus on this iser. The iser of borer, when you're doing borer on top of a vegetable or on top of a kli. Let's focus on what that iser is. Now, it's quite obvious what the fundamental iser is going to be. If you're removing the psolas, so then what you're doing is you're taking the psolas from the ochel, and therefore it's obvious that it's going to be it's going to be Aser. However, we need to be Magdir the Iser. So if you take a look at the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat and Chavtes, Karshinin, the Mishneh Berurah says, Hu Maichol Behema, as I mentioned, Vuhu Adin Tapuche Adama, and the same applies to a potato. V'chol Kai Gavna Lo Yitin Aleim Mayim Kidei L'Hasir Avak Va'ofer Me'aleim. Now this comes up a lot. Washing off fruits and vegetables to remove the psoles, so the Mishneh Berurah is black on white, to wash off a potato. Now potatoes are quite dirty, they grow in the ground. In the time of the Chafetz Chaim, it wasn't cleaned off before it was put onto the shelf in Walmart. It was just, you know, it went straight from the ground into a person's house. But so once upon a time, they were very dirty. And therefore, we have a problem of removing the psoles. Practically for us, then before making the salad, the issue is going to be simply cleaning off the vegetable or the fruit. So tapuche adama is beferish like karshinin. There is an interesting machlokis between the Magen Avram and Taz that relates to what we had mentioned from the Bach. Comes along the Taz, and the Taz gives us an interesting heter. He says in Sifkat and Hay, Ein Shorin, B'mishna Amrinan Ein Sholin, U'pirish Rashi K'desnam B'beitza Madiach V'shola. The Mishnah says L'shlot, doesn't say L'shrot, L'shrot means to soak, and he says, therefore, he says that the Isser is to spray off and not to soak. The Mashmos of the Taz is that soaking might be mutter, that soaking would be okay. To spray is going to be usur. What I haven't found, if the Talmidim HaYikarim have found, please let me know. I haven't found anybody that gave me a real strong svara for the Taz, even though what the Taz is saying makes sense, as we saw from the Bach, that the Lashon of the Mishnah was Ein Sholin. Sholin is used in Beitza as to spray onto the fruit, as well as in Beitza happens to be also to draw out the psoles after it falls into the water. But it's not soaking. So from the Taz, the Mashmos is that there isn't going to be an Isser for soaking. Maybe soaking isn't a direct Maisa. You're not doing a direct Maisa. You just leave it there, and it comes out, the psoles separates. It happens mamela. In contrast to when you spray on it, so then you're doing a maisa biyadayim. I didn't see anybody say that svara, but I think that I see some of you nodding your heads. Maybe that's the pshat. However, the Magen Avram comes along and says not that way. He says, Ein shorin hu adin im yesh psoles v'ochem uravim bi'isser. The Magen Avram understands that the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch was dafka, even though the Mishnah said Ein Sholin. Nevertheless, the Shulchan Aruch extended it to Shriya as well. That not only is Shliya Asur, which we're defining as sprinkling the water, but Shriya, soaking as well, is going to be Asur. And therefore, you don't have to say that there's a mistake in the Lashon of the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. According to Taz, you have to say that there's a mistake. It's not surprising that even though it doesn't fit smoothly in the Mishnah, nevertheless, the Mishneh Berurah is going to be machmir like the Magen Avram. If you take a look at the Mishneh Berurah, Sifkat and Chavches, Ein Shorin, Hu Adinim Yesh Psoles V'Ochem U'Ravin, Asa Litnam B'mayim K'dei Shipa Psoles L'mata K'gon Ofer, O Shiyatzif L'mala K'gon Tevin. So he understands, Pshuto K'mashmo, Shriya is going to be Aser, Shliya is going to be Aser, Sheheitzif Amayim is going to be Aser. All of those above mentioned things are going to be prohibited. Which takes us then to this big Halacha L'maisa problem. And that is that how could it be that most people rinse off their vegetables and their fruits on Shabbos and Yom Tov? And in fact, the way in which most poskim begin the topic is Einenu Ra'os, we've seen for generations and generations that leaving aside the issue of making the salad,
But before making the salad, people wash off fruits and vegetables. So what exactly is going to be the heter to do that? Why would that not be bore? So Ramesha has a seminal tshuva in Chelek Aleph Simin Kuf Chaf Hei. I sent it to you. I'm sorry I was buzzing you all lunch on the WhatsApp. If for those of you who don't turn it off, I apologize. But that's the only way you would have in front of you, for those of you who want to have in front of you. So Ramesha in Igris Moshe, Aleph Kuf Chaf Hei, has three different heterim for why it is that one would be allowed to wash off fruits and vegetables. And we'll go through them one by one. So Ramesha writes, So Paris Meluchlachim Ba'avak, Im Yesh Isla Rachsam Din Borek, Kamosha Asl Rishos Hakashim B'mayim, Rav Tzuker from Beis Medrash Elyon writes to Ramesha that people were makel in this. So Ramesha wants to defend the Minhag HaOlam. So says Ramesha like this. He says the Be'er Halacha that we started with. He said the Be'er Halacha that we started with in the end of Shin Chaf Aleph told us that it's permissible to peel the fruits and vegetables to get to the toch. If you're simply trying to get to the inside, so then in such a case is just to be able to access it. So he says, Ramesha says, to wash a vegetable off and to wash a fruit off, if it's going to be la'achar zman, that's going to be aser. So actually some people are not aware of that. So let's say you're packing an apple for your kids for the afternoon. So then in such a case, that would be a problem, according to Ramesh's first heter, to wash off. Because Eina Chanami, it's a problem of Borer, but if it's going to access the Toch, nevertheless, the halacha is that it's going to be mutter, that it's not going to be, it's because it's Derech Achilaso. But it's only if it's Derech Achilaso, if it's in the process of getting to the Toch immediately. But if not, then it's going to be Aser. So Ramesha's first heter is based on the Be'er Halacha, that in the process of eating to get to the Toch, you do two things. The Be'er Halacha only said one thing. The Be'er Halacha described that what you were doing is you're removing the outside of the shell. But there's something else, and that's the dirt. The Tzarech Iyun that I would have on this Pshat is you would need to explain why potatoes are different, right? Why is it that potatoes, there, it's not considered as if you're getting to the toch? Just when it comes to potatoes, clearly the Mishnah Berurah said that it was aser, and the Mishnah Berurah who gave the heter of toch didn't give that heter when it comes to potatoes. What one must say, no one eats raw potatoes. That's a very, very good answer. That's a very good answer. So in other words, when it comes to potatoes, Eina Chanami, on Yom Tov, maybe you want to say, Eina Chanami, it's going to be mutter. On Yom Tov, right. then Eliezer wants to say, then in such case it's mutter. Good, I hear. Excellent. That's a good teretz. Okay, number two, the second heter that Ramesha gives, is he says, nah, when people wash it off, it's because their mothers told them to wash it off. There's no real psoles over here. There's no real psoles. And that works out very beautifully with potatoes. Because when it comes to potatoes, potatoes are really, really dirty. And these are not, it's not a real, real psoles. V'gam barova pom rechitzis haperos hu rak li yitzron ba'alma. Dahar b'bnei adam ochlen osa gam below rechitza. Many people eat it without rechitza. V'oz lek yisr. And then in such a case, it's not going to be osir. We're going to see at the end of Shir today, if we get to, that we're going to see that if we're talking about a water that you are filtering that most people will drink anyhow, then that's not going to be a problem of merakate or borer. So too, says Ramesha, the same is going to apply over here for the fruits. And most people would eat it anyway, and that works beautifully with when it comes to potatoes. The third heter of Ramesha is a really, really interesting one that I have a tzarech iyun gadol with. Ramesha then goes on, I want to read inside because I would love if you defend Ramesha. Ramesha then goes on and he says, Uktsas hayinir l'niyaz daiti. He starts off Uktsas, probably because he's aware that he's saying a big chiddush. Uktsas hayinir l'niyaz daiti, dirak liten l'toch kli sheyesh bo mayim. The only problem is to put inside a utensil that has water, k'di'isabit karshinim, like we said when it came to soaking the karshinim. Shezehu maisa borer. Because that's considered borer. K'hodim adiach v'shola. U'k'dikosav iser zeh b'magen avram u'b'chayi adam. Sha'asa litin asoch ha'mayim. Avo litein aleya mayim. But to put water on them, ve'einam nosnim behamayim, and not to put it inside the water, hu derech rechitza v'loy derech boirer. Ramesha says, has a new hagdara. He has a new hagdara. He says, it's called rechitza. And rechitza, says Ramesha, is mutter. Boirer is to soak it in the water, but to simply wash it, that's called derech rechitza and not boirer. And he has an interesting raya. He says, urechitza lo nesar repairs kamoshel nesar bekelim. Kalim are not osur by borer. And Ramesha asks, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that the halach is that you're allowed to wash dishes because you might need it. It's not considered achana. So Ramesha says, why does the Gemara only talk about washing dishes in terms of achana? We should talk about something else when we're talking about washing dishes, and that is borer. Elamai, he says, rechitza is not borer. To explain a little bit what Ramesha is driving at, Ramesha is saying, you don't have on dirty dishes a taruvas. It's not called a taruvas. That's what I think the svara is. It's not called a taruvas when you have dirty leftovers on a plate. You're just cleaning it off. That's called a maisa rechitza. That's not called a maisa borer. Now, as my chavrusa Rabbi Yosef pointed out, you know, Ramesha made up his own new terminology. This is not found in the Rishonim. He created a new hagdara. He created a maisa rechitza, a new hagdara. There's something called a maisa rechitza versus borer. It makes sense. It makes sense what Ramesha is saying. And so when it comes to dishes, that's not called borer. That's called just washing off. And therefore, he says, the same would apply in regards to fruits and vegetables as well. It's a maisa rechitza. It's not a maisa borer. Now, my sarachiyun gadol on Ramesha, which I'm sure is answerable, is that if you had asked me, I would have said pung farkert. I would have said the exact opposite of what Ramesha said. And that is, that I would have said, that according to the Taz, the only thing that's asur is to pour water on top of the karshinim. But to soak the karshinim is mutter. That's what we saw according to the Taz. Because the Lashon Mishnah was sholin. And how did the Rashi and the Shulchan Aruch spell out sholim, matzif aleim mayim, to sprinkle water on top of them. And when it comes to soaking, there we saw that the Taz held that that's mutter. Now the Magen Avraham is machmir, and the Mishnah Berurah is machmir, but if you had asked me to choose on a multiple choice question on the test, which one is most likely to be mutter, I would have Which one's most likely to be Aser? I would have chosen Ramesha's Maisa Rechitza as being Aser, as opposed to soaking. And Ramesha says, Punkt verkehrt. Ramesha says that it's the spraying that's going to be Aser. Now, because this Kasha is so strong, and it's probably based on a misunderstanding, I'm required to give some type of Havana and Ramesha. And maybe the only thing, I'd love to hear what you have to say, the only thing that I could think of to defend what Ramesha is suggesting is that the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch and Rashi is Dahainu Shemetzif Aleim Mayim Aleim Bikli. The Lashon is that you sprinkle water on them Bikli. Now, according to me, what's this word Bikli? So maybe Ramesha understands that the Isser, according to the Taz, is to sprinkle water, and it's sitting in a kli. It's sitting in a kli, maybe even with kli with water as well. So you have two things simultaneously happening. Number one, you're doing a maisa. Number two, it's sitting inside of a kli. In contrast to that maisa rechitza, when it comes to that maisa rechitza, then the maisa rechitza is going to be mutter. But nevertheless, to me, Ramesha is quite a chiddush. If anything, I would have said that his heter is dafka what's aser according to the Taz, and soaking is what's permissible. And Ramesha starts off the exact same way, the exact opposite way. Derak liten l'soch kli sheish bo mayim, Kenisa Bekarshinin, that's going to be Asur. But if you're not putting in a Kli Umayim, then in such a case, Rav Moshe says it's entirely permissible. Okay, we have three Ateirim for Rav Moshe, and of course, the Minhag HaOlam is to be Mekel to wash off fruits and vegetables, and the question is whether the third pshat is defendable or not. Yes, Fivel.
What would they do with this
riot
about washing
kelim
on Shabbos?
About the Rishonim that say not like Rav Moshe?
Like the Taz and...
Oh, they would say like this. They would say that when it comes to kelim, so then in such a case, that's not called a taruvos. But just like we saw that when it comes to peels, that peels on a fruit is going to be considered a taruvos, so to dirt is also part of a taruvos when it comes to a fruit. There's a difference between the dish that's entirely separate from the leftovers versus the dirt that's entrenched into the fruit. So for example, when it comes to the potato, none of us asked ourselves, why would the potato be borer? It's understood that the dirt is stuck in the crevices and so on and so forth, that's mamish taruvos. When we understood that could be called a taruvos, so when it comes to even maybe cucumbers and other things as well, that would also qualify as a taruvos. Just to rephrase what Fivel is saying, Fivel is saying that Rav Moshe has a good point in the other direction, and that is that according to the way we explained the iser of sholin, matzah filet and mayim, you need to explain why dishes are different. And I would say that dishes, because the dish is entirely, never was a real taruvos at all with the leftovers, then it never was a taruvos. In contrast to the potato that's sitting in the ground, it's embedded in the ground, and if you could have just taken the whole thing out with some dirt and so on, that would qualify as a taruvos. But it's a good point. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, Fivel, then Yitz. Go ahead.
That means when you're a movie show, when you put like cutlery in a tub to soak, that would be an issue.
We'll have to discuss. Yeah, we have to discuss what is, you know, how that works and what are the parameters. Ein hachanami. Yeah, right now, soaking is worse. Question would be how does that play out? And we'll go mechad el chad. Yes, Yitz.
And Rishmul Orbach, how to be machalik between a kli versus.
Okay, which svar do you like the most? Good. Which svar do you like the most?
I like the one saying it's not aerobus. I think that's the simplest.
Oh, who says that?
He quotes from. I
have it behind me, actually. I just didn't use it today when preparing. Here it is.
That since kelim are made to be used and reused and constantly used and made dirty, cleaning them is not considered a tikkun. It's not like the kli was bad and now you're making it good.
Mm-hmm.
Kelim are made to just be used and reused and cleaned and recleaned. So he says you need to have a tikkun, a davar, a nivra. That was really.
Right, that's a different svara. That's very interesting. That's a different svara. I've heard that svara from Rav Nevinsal also. That's a yafeh. That's a nice svara.
That's hard because you would never use the cutlery when it's dirty. So it is being attacking that you would not use it the next day if it's going to be stay dirty.
Yeah, I was wondering if it was totally on like how they used kelim back then or not.
Okay. Enochnami, we have to. We'll revisit Bli Neder when we get to the soaking cutlery, Bli Neder. Okay? Okay. Finally, you mentioned Rav Nitzan Karelitz. At the end of Perek Chaf Hei, he quotes the Chazon Ish in terms of Lemaisa, saying that all of these shilas are only going to be dirt and so on. But if a person is washing off due to sprays that are used on the fruits, so then that's not called psoles. Interesting. That even though the psoles could be much more dangerous, the nafkamina would be, is the coronavirus considered psoles? So the Chazon Ish is quoted as saying that it's not going to be considered psoles. It's not considered psoles because it's not a visible psoles. That's an interesting idea. I might have said no. The psoles is a psoles, and hafuch. Sometimes a psoles, like pesticides, dangerous pesticides, and so on, are much more dangerous than dirt. But if you don't see the psoles, the Chazon Ish held that that's not going to be called psoles. This is going to be important also for water later on. Okay. Now, Rabosa, let's begin a new sugya. Let's take a look at the Gemara on Kuf Lamed Ches and the discussion that follows. Okay. So on Daf Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, based on the Mishnah, we have a discussion about Shimur. The Mishnah tells us that according to the Chachamim, you're not allowed to sift from the sediment of the grapes, and the water of the grapes that is made into wine. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. We're going to see there's a machlokus of what exactly the Isser is. Two opinions, Rabbah and Rav Zeira, what exactly the Isser is. Rabbah says that's Borer. Rebbe Zeira says that the Isser is Merakeid. So I see it's already late, so I'll just give you a reference. The Be'er Halacha has a long discussion about, a beautiful discussion, about what the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Rabbah and Rebbe Zeira is. If the Talmidim want us to discuss in Shir how to be Magdir Borer versus being Magdir Merakeid, it'll be my pleasure, but for now we'll just leave it that the Be'er Halacha in Siftes discusses what is the Nekudas HaMachlokas, and it gets into the question of the definition of what Borer and Merakeid is. In one sentence, what the Be'er Halacha says is that when it comes to Merakeid, so there in general, in Merakeid, you do a Maisa on both the Ochel and the Psoles. What is Merakeid? Merakeid is when you use a sifter. Like, for example, here in Israel, we need to, if you don't pay extra, you need to sift the flour from insects. So what you do is you have a sifter. There was once, by the way, a tzaddik of a couple in Grus that they said that you bring us the flour to the door and we'll sift your flour for you. That's tzaddikim. So only in Grus. You don't get there anywhere else in the world. So so what do you do when you sift? So you shake. You put the flour inside, you shake, and you're shaking both the psoles and the ochel, says the Be'er Halacha, and to the bottom you have what falls is the flour, and you're left holding the psoles. So the interesting thing is when it comes to Meshamer, so you have something similar, and then you have Machlokes between Rab and Reb Zeira of what does it qualify? Does it qualify as Borer and Merake? Because over there, you're not doing a Maisa, says the Be'er Halacha, to the Psoles at all. What you do is, you're just pouring the water through, and you're not doing a Maisa on both of them, and therefore the question becomes whether it's Borer or Merake. Okay. Now, in terms of the act of sifting itself, so here we have a very important Gemara on Daf Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. So let's take a look at that Gemara, and we're going to make some diukim in the Gemara based on the Beis Yosef, and see that these diukim are very, very important in terms of understanding how the halacha develops. So the Mishnah continuing on the prohibition of Meshamer says, well, let's go straight to Gemara. Amar Ze'iri, Noisein Adam Yayin Solul Umayin Tzlulin Tocha Mishmeres B'Shabbes Ve'ena Choshesh. Ze'iri says you're allowed to put clear water and clear wine into a filter, and you don't have to be concerned. Avakurin Lo, But if it's murky, then that's going to be problematic. Okay, so a very, very important Hagdara from Ze'iri that everybody is going to paskin like. The question just is, what exactly are the parameters? The Gemara then asks the question, Meisive, Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Toireid Adam Chavishol Yain Yeno Shmorea, V'nosein L'toch HaMishmeres B'Shabbos, V'eina Choshesh. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, no problem to put everything into the sifter, even though it's not clear. Tirgama Ze'iri says, Ze'iri answer, no. You misunderstood Reb Shimon Gamliel. Reb Shimon Gamliel was definitely not matir everything. What was the case Reb Shimon Gamliel was matir? Bein hagisos shanu. Says Rashi, what's bein hagisos? Rashi says, shekol hayenos akurin v'shosanos v'shmeirin. Bein hagisos means, literally, is referring to, it's still, the person is standing by the wine press. Says Rashi, when a person is standing by the wine press, there he will drink everything. In other words, when people drink bein hagisos, so there it's the derech to drink it, even if it's still akurin. Hilchah concludes Rashi, ein kan tikun deblav hachi mishteti, even though he's doing the sifting of it on Shabbos, since people bein hagisos, this is not the finest wine. We're talking about people who are drinking wine when it's still in the field. So it's not the finest wine. Not the finest wine is drunk even with the sediment inside. So therefore, you're not doing an act of borer or meraked. Now what emerges here, Rabosai, is a very, very important yisod according to Rashi. According to Rashi, what we're learning is as follows. Rashi is saying that borer and meraked is relative. It's relative to whether people would drink it without the breira or the harkada. If people would drink it or eat it without the breira and harkada, it's not going to be borer. That's how Rashi understands the sugya. And that's, of course, as you know, going to be very, very important in terms of how we paskin lahalacha. Now the Rambam, this is going to be important, lahagdil toru ladira, in Perek Ches Halacha Yudalid, actually understands the Gemara's Teretz Bein HaGesos differently, and we're going to see in the Beis Yosef that the Rambam understands the entire sugya. I'm going to argue from the beginning to the end differently than many other Rishonim. But in regards to Bein HaGesos, the Rambam learns as follows. V'chein yayin magoso, when it has yayin that's still magoso, means that it hasn't been diluted. So the Rambam understands Bein HaGesos as meaning that the wine has not yet been diluted. Zok Deheilige Rambam. Kol Zman Shu Toiseis Toirev Chavis Bishmarev V'Nelson Toch HaSudarin. There's no problem to put it into a cloth that's going to sift. Shadayin Lo Nifrishu Hashmar Min HaYayin Yafa Yafa. V'Chol HaYayin Guf Echad Hu. When we're talking about Bein HaGesos, that's a wine that's considered all guf echad. The Rambam has an entirely different understanding. The Rambam says, yayin that still hasn't been diluted, that's all considered one guf. And therefore, it hasn't reached the stage of mishamer. Notice, the Rambam doesn't talk about how people drink it and so on. The Rambam says that this yayin is considered guf echad. It's not subject to borer. Because it's so unrefined, by definition, the Rambam says, "Kol ayayin shadayin lo nifreshu hashmar min ayayin yafa yafa, kol ayayin guf echad." It's not yet reached the stage that's even going to be ready for borer. You remember that we saw that borer happens after zora, so it could be that if you do borer before zora, it's not going to be halachically significant. There isn't a defining psoles yet. So that's how the Rambam learns. Okay. Now let's see how this is codified in Tur and in Beis Yosef. Let's take a look at the Beis Yosef, Mishameres, in Sif Tes. You know what? We're going to rip through the Tur. There's a lot of Tur over here, 20 lines worth, and that will set us up for everything that we need to know in the sugya. Says the Tur, Mishameres, Shemesaninin ba shmarim. If you have a wine sifter, what's the best English word for it? How to describe it? The Mishameres, there's a particular English word for it. Okay. Afilu tluyim Erev Shabbos, even if you set it up on Erev Shabbos, asur litein ba shmarim. It's prohibited to put the grapes inside, lesanin, mishum borer. Avom nasam ba shmarim me Erev Shabbos, but if you put the sediment, the grapes, inside an Erev Shabbos, and here we have a very, very interesting heter. Yachol litein aleim mayim kidei yach shiachsru tzlolin. So Rabosai, here's the iser. The iser is to put the grapes, let's say this is what sifts the wine from its sediment. So you put the grapes over here, and then it goes through on the bottom. So if you're putting them in on Shabbos, that's going to be usur. If, however, the grapes have been put here on Shabbos, and you pour water, now that water is going to mix with the grapes, and it's going to settle, and then wine is going to come through on the bottom, that's mutter. That's going to be mutter. Why is that going to be mutter? The reason it's going to be mutter is something fascinating. Because you didn't do a maisa to separate between a psoles and an ochel. You put in an ochel, and it came out as an ochel. The iser on Shabbos is to put grapes that's mixed with wine into it, and then for them to have been sifted apart. But if you put them, you put the grapes are there on Erev Shabbos, and then you pour wine on top, then it's going to be mutter. This is gepaskint in Shulchan Aruch and in Mishnah Berurah. By the way, this is important in terms of halacha lemaisa. I was always wondering, when it comes to a brew, a coffee brew, so if you set up, let's say you set up before Shabbos, you set up, you have the coffee grains that are sitting in on the, what's that thin paper? The coffee filter, the filter. It's sitting on top of the filter, okay? You have the grinds sitting on top of the filter, and then on, you set up before Shabbos that the hot water is going to go through the coffee, and you have your brewed coffee coming out on the bottom. So I was always wondering, is that borer or is that not borer? And the answer is it's not borer. And the reason why it's not borer is because the water, just like the case that we just learned, you have the water, you put water in on Shabbos, and the water came out. It just, its color changed, its property changed. But you didn't select, you didn't pour, if you poured water and the coffee grounds together through the filter, so and the filter caught the grounds, and it didn't, and the water came through, so then you're going to have a problem with borer. But if all you have is the water coming through the filter, it started out as water, came out as water, it's true that it was caught by something and it affected it, but at the end of the day, you don't have a problem of borer. Okay, that's sif test. Continues the mechab, the tour. V'yayin amayim shein slulin. And if you have wine or water that's clear, yachol asanam b'shameres, v'ein kamishum borer, kivan shein slulin, aval akurin lo. So the tour learns like Rashi, and he says that if you have bein agesos, then it's going to be mutter. U'b'shas agesos, shederech lishtos hayayin, achur k'tzas, then you're even allowed to put it in the filter. Then he talks about libun. We don't need to worry about libun right now. Sif yud aleph. And when you do the yayin not in a filter, but rather you use a cloth. So over here, the Beis Yosef explains that a cloth is not the derech to filter wine. You use a more advanced filter. And if you use a cloth, so then in such a case, the halacha is that if you're doing it on wine, it's an iser derabanan. On wine, it's going to be an iser derabanan. Because it's not the derech to filter, to make wine in such a way, so then it's only going to be aser midrabanan. Yud beis. V'chein mutter l'sano b'kfifa uvavach l'ikbiya kfifa mishuli akli tefach mishamoel. Aval aser litan ksamin al piakli ulasan olem de dami lemishameres. That's what I just described. In Sifu Gimel, the Torah says that if you're going to put it in with psoles, so then in such a case, it's going to be an iser derabbanan. Varambam, and here we quote that the Rambam disagrees on an issue that we didn't raise yet. Varambam lohitra filu bikfifa v'sudar eloyayin she'em bo shmarim. The Rambam says that the only time it's mutter to use a cloth is if the wine has absolutely no sediment. But the Rush disagrees. So Rabosai, let's crunch. The Rambam holds that you are never allowed to use a cloth filter. You're never allowed to use a cloth filter for wine if there's any bit of sediment. Any bit of sediment. The Rush, the Beis Yosef, in Dibur HaMaschil Ulechora, and Dibur HaMaschil Avol, is going to disagree. And the Ran is the one who spells this out. The Ran writes that the halacha is that it's going to be permissible to put through a filter that's a cloth, which is only Asur Midrabanan, if there's a little bit of sediment that sometimes people won't drink, but generally do drink. According to the Rambam, if there's any sediment, it's automatically Asur. According to the Ran, if the sediment is there, but people will often drink it with the sediment, it's going to be permissible. And that we see in the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch. Shin Yud Tes, Sif Yud. Yayin o mayim shem tzlulin. If you have wine or water that's clear, mutal asanam b'shemeshameres, then you're allowed to even sift it in a mishameres because it's entirely clear. Va'af al pi shiesh bo kismin dakin. This is what I mentioned from the Ran. The Ramah adds. The Ramah says that if you have something that has sediment, but it's drinkable without it, then you're allowed to put it through even a full-fledged filter. But if you have something that is water going through a cloth, then you have a problem with libun. And if we're talking about wine that's entirely murky, when it comes to murky, then it's aser, even when we're talking about a filter. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Mem, according to the Ran, that means a fully murky wine or fully murky water that people would generally not drink without filtering. That is what's going to be Osir. The Mechaber then continues, Ula Rambam, but the Rambam holds, B'meshameres Osir afilu mayim etzlulim. But the Rambam holds that Meshameres is always going to be Osir. The Rambam holds that Meshameres is always going to be Osir, even if it's going to be clear. How did these two shitas develop? So if you take a look at the Beis Yosef points out that the Ran, he quotes a Ran, this is the Beis Yosef di Ramaskul Ulechora, he points out that the Ran had a problem. The Ran's problem was as follows. Take a look at Vikasav Od. Vikasav Od, V'nimtza Psakon Shel Dvarim in the Beis Yosef. Vikasav Od, V'nimtza Psakon Shel Dvarim. The yayin shuhut solo, the rubayu din shilo kapte beklal mutal asay salso, afilu tocha mishmeres kideshe etzol beyoser. Avol yayin shu okur ksas v'efshel mifte hachi, umiu rubayu din shilo shasale hachi besudar and kvifa shari, di ika shinui ubavach lo yasa guma. Why? So the Beis Yosef goes on, right before he says, Vizehu das Rabbeinu, he says, Di'i bitzolul, if we're talking about something clear, afilu l'toch ha-mishmeres na-mishari. How could the Gemara have ever differentiated between whether you have a filter or whether you have a cloth? If we're talking about something that's entirely clear, the halacha is that's mutter even with a filter. V'yesh bo shmarim, and if we're talking about that it has sediment, afilu b'sudarim na-milo. So then even if it's in a if it's a cloth, so then in such a case it's aser. In other words, what the Ran is bothered by is how could you differentiate between the fact that a filter is aser min haTorah and cloth is only going to be aser midrabanan. What type of case are we talking about? If we're talking about a case that there is something that is in that is clear, so then mishameres should be mutter. And if we're talking about something that's not clear, so then it should be aser with both of them. Ah. So comes along the Ran, and the Ran creates a middle category. And the Ran says like this. If you have something that has sediment, but most people would still drink, so then in such a case, that's going to be asur midrabanan to put in a mishameres. Because we're afraid that you're going to come to put it into a mishameres when it's full sediment, which is an isur daraisa. But a sudar, which is already a shinui, which is only asur midrabanan when it has full sediment. So then in such a case, if you have something with sediment, but most people drink, the halacha is that's going to be mutter. So that's the Ran's, middle category of how to reconcile this. And that's how we paskin la halacha. La halacha, we say, that when you have something that rove people drink, so then in such a case, halacha is that it's going to be permissible if it's akur, even if it's akur ktsas. Okay. Now we're ready to see how the Magen Avram presents this in terms of halacha lemaisa. Let's take a look at the Magen Avram, Sif Katan Yud Beis. Says Magen Avram. Vinira li. Da akur, de ledea rishona, akurin ktsas mutarim bisudar. So what comes out is, if you have something that is partially murky, then it's mutar with a sudar. Kivan de efshel ishtosa belavachi. Since you could drink it without, afal pisha ro b'nei adon ein shosinoso. And even if the majority of people don't drink it, then in such a case it's going to be mutter. Ukemashe kasa rab beis Yosef. Avala Rambam asur, but according to the Rambam it's going to be asur. Comes along the Machzis HaShekel, he says everything is lishitasam. What did we start out with? We saw that the Rambam holds that Mishamer is always asur. If the Rambam holds that Mishamer is always asur, so then according to the Rambam, you're not bothered by the Ran's kasha. The Ran's kasha was a kasha of Mimanavshach. The Ran said that if it's Tzolul, so then how would it be that it should be ever also when it comes to Mishamer? So therefore, the Ran had to say, we're talking about a middle category of Akurim Tzas. However, according to the Rambam, there's no need for that. According to the Rambam, we have one category, and that category is that Mishamer is always Asur. And you don't need to create any middle category when it comes to Sudar. When did we learn that Sudar is mutter according to the Rambam? Only if it's Tzolul. But this whole middle category of Akurim Ktsas, that is only according to the Ran. According to the Rambam, we don't have that middle category at all. I would just add that the Rambam is going to be Lishitaso in terms of also how he read Bein HaGesos. The Ran already had a makar to differentiate between something that some people drink at some times and some people drink at other times, because we had Rashi who said that was the Gemara's Teretz. Bein HaGesos was something that was akur, yet at some times people drink it. So since at sometimes people drink it, so then we have something that at times it's going to be mutter, even though it's akur, but people drink it. According to Rambam, we never have that category. We don't have that middle category. According to Rambam, you have everything that is akur is going to be asur, and when it comes to mishamer, so there, mishamer is asur even when it's entirely clear. Sudar is going to be asur when it's akur, in any way, shape, or form. Even if it's akur ktsas, it's going to be asur, and it's going to be mutter only if it's entirely clear. We follow the more lenient opinion. We follow the shita, not like the Rambam, that has this middle category of akur ktsas at times being permissible. And let's take a look and see that in the Mishnah Brura. Says the Mishnah Brura, starting from Sifkat and Lamed Aled, Mutar, Kima de Belava Sinun Gam Kein Heim Tzlulim Uruya Lishtos, Lechein Eim Baze Mishum Borer, Utzlulim, Mikri Kol Sheroy Lishtos Kach Belot Sinun, Lerov B'nei Adam. Tzalul just means anything that most people are going to drink. Like, who? Where do we see that? We saw, according to the Ran, that if most people would drink it, it's going to be mutter. Skip the Mishnah Brura Sifkat and Lamed Hey. I'm skipping the Chumra of the Bach. Kismin Dakim. Isa Bismag. Tzas Kismin Vakavana. De'ilu haya harbe ein roi lishtos kach l'ro b'nei adam below sinon. If most people would not drink, when you have a little bit of impurities in the water, most people wouldn't drink it, because as kismin, kismin are these small pieces of wood, so then in such a case it would be aser. If Rov B'nei Adam will drink it, so then in such a case it's going to be mutter. Again, according to the Rambam, it wouldn't be mutter. You would need to define it as being something that's entirely solo. But here we have a new hagdara, and that is, if Rov B'nei Adam are going to drink it, the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. Oh, so if that's so, so now we get to the halacha lemaisa in terms of filtering. And that is, there isn't going to be an iser when it comes to a filter, based on the Ran, in contrast to Shitas HaRambam, there isn't going to be an iser of a filter if the majority of people will drink it. Even if it's akur ktsas, even if it's murky, even if it's slightly discolored, if most people would drink it, so then in such a case, it's going to be permissible. This is going to be what comes out according to the Shulchan Aruch. So let's take a look immediately and see how it's codified in the Shmirah Shabbos Kehilchasa. Let's take a look. I sent it to you. Perek Gimel, Seifim Ketanim, Memtes through Nun, says the Shmirah Shabbos, Mashke, Sherov B'nei Adam Regilin L'shtosa Oso Belo L'sano Tchila. You have a drink that most people drink without filtering. Im gam hu ragel ishtosa below sinun. So here he brings up something that the Mishnah Brura also will get to eventually, and that is that it has to be that this individual is not an istanis, that this individual also would drink it without filtering. Mutter l'sanino. So then it's permissible. So a Brita filter is going to be mutter. Why? If we're talking about water that you would drink and most people would drink without filtering, that is going to be permissible. Vafilu b'misanenes, and even a filter is going to be mutter. What's the example Shmir Shabbos gives? Ulchein cholav sheish bo gushim katantinim shel shuman. In those days, they had milk that had some globs of fat, so most people drank that milk. So he said it's not going to be a problem to filter. Nun. V'im rov b'nei adam einam shosim mashkezeh kasher einam esanin. But what happens if the majority of people don't drink this? Oh, afil rov b'nei adam shosim sukamoshu, but the majority of people do. Avul hu ba'atzmo ein ragu l'shtos, but he himself normally doesn't, below l'sano t'chila, aser l'sano b'shavis m'sanenes. So then in such a case, a filter is going to be a problem. In other words, if he himself would not drink it, or others would not, then in such a case, that would be an issue. So that really brings us to the question of filters today. So before we get to the question of filters today, let's see a fascinating Chazon Ish. And we're going to toggle back and forth between the Chazon Ish and the Shmir Shabbos Kelchasa. The Chazon Ish in Simen Nun Gimel, Dibar Maskel Min Ha'amur, and I also sent you a picture of that. The Chazon Ish has a couple of very, very interesting heterim in regards to filtering. And Poskim use them. Every single one of them are a massive chiddush. So if you want to look, I would recommend also that you look inside. We're going to do two paragraphs in the Chazon Ish. Ule'inyin barza. Barza is a faucet. Shekashur beged bepia. So the Chazon Ish starts out talking about a faucet, that a cloth is tied to it. Kedesh lo tipol zvuv. L'toch hakos. B'shar shemekalchon es hamayim min ayora terech habarza. So you're using it to prevent water, the cloth, to prevent the water from having a fly go into the cup. Nira di'esh lahachtir. He says it's mutter. The chshash is not that all of the water is full of flies. But there is one or two flies. So you're not doing bora on all of the water. So first the Chazon Ish starts off with what we had spoken about before, in previously, that he holds that there isn't a taruvos of a fly with the entire water, just the water that's right around him, that we spoke about last year. So he claims that there's no taruvos and it's mutter. And then I underline the next line, halfway through Ulinyan.
Now the Chazon Ish has a wild heter over here.
Chazon Ish says that if you use a filter, and we're talking about water you wouldn't drink, and you have the water fall into the cup from the filter on a faucet, but then you take the cup away and the water continues to fall and goes down the drain. So he says, once it's holich li'ibud, then lav shein borer aleha. Ve'ein ze kedim sikresha, ela kol shehochen li'ibud, nirid lav borer hu klal kedim schita beholich li'ibud. He says, if you do an act of borer, but there's some of the water that's left over that goes li'ibud, so it's just like we saw from the Ramban and others by schita, that if you have schita that's going on the ground, it's not called a maisa dosh, so too, it's not going to be called a maisa borer as well. Now, I find this a tremendous, tremendous chidush, because I would say that at the end of the day, it's clear he got a full cup worth of filtered water. Who cares about the fact that, you're right, the rest of the borer that he did that went l'ibud, I understand. On that, there's not going to be a maisa bor. But the water that went into the coast, didn't he do a maisa bor on that? Sarach li iun gadol on the Chazon Ish's heter, but we're going to see, the reason I mention it to you is not so much to understand borer, but you'll see that the poskim do use this Chazon Ish as a last resort, as a heter. More significantly, in my opinion, the Chazon Ish goes on and he says something fascinating. He says he believes, this has nothing to do with the previous point. He says a tea, not a tea kettle, what do the British use to pour off their tea? They use a, not a tea kettle, they used to pour out the tea. Binny, what do you guys use? You know what I'm referring to, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll just describe it. You've got the tea bags that are sitting inside this
teapot.
teapot. There we go. Thank you. Sitting inside the teapot, you've got the teapot, and then you've got you when you pour out the tea. So there often is a filter at the spout that prevents the bags and any other psoles to go through. And what's poured off is only the tea from the teapot, right? Sounds familiar, Rabbi Osai? Okay. So comes along the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish says, he thinks that's also not borer. And he says, Mina omur nilmad ba'alei ti shenizarin shelo lisanin kol tei mina olim haynu mishum shamayim hasmuchim olim chashim uravim alamayim atzofen al pi olim. I'll skip a little bit. Miu efshar kivan she'ein shimush b'kvar mamish av she'esh b'fnim kinegi chotmo shel kli k'ein reshes la'akev ha'olim mikol makom yeshloma de'lo havi rak k'din brera b'yad. The Chazon Ish says something really, really interesting. He says the filter is just there to stop the bags from coming out. The filter itself, he says, is part of a general contraption. In Britain, they would pour from a teapot whether there was a filter or not. Coincidentally, there happens to be that there is a filter over there that's blocking it out. So says the Chazon Ish, that's all called derech achila. That's part of the process of eating. That's called derech achila. It's called kedei lechol miyad. So since you're going to use the teapot anyhow, and the teapot is not primarily there for filtering, the fact that it blocks it and you drink it right away is considered as if you're doing the breira biyad lechol miyad. And mysteriously, the Chazon Ish says that therefore it's going to be permissible. What exactly is this heter? So the Chazon Ish is not entirely clear. The Shmira Shabbos Kehilchasa suggests in Ha'ara Kuf Chaf Hei from Reb Shlomo Zalman a very interesting svara, that this might be behind what the Chazon Ish was driving at. He says, Kuf Chaf Hei in the, of course I'm quoting from the old edition, Dikli hamiyucha livrar letzorech mayadi bovad, efshar de'eno bichlal ha'iser livrar bekli. He suggests that a kli, even if it's designated for borer, for immediate use, but it's used only for immediate use, then in such a case, that's going to be mutter. Why? Ukemosh mutter livro biyad mishum taima derech achila bekach. Just like the halacha is that you're allowed to use your hand. Bishas achila, like we saw from the Be'er Halacha. We saw a Be'er Halacha that quoted in the Machlokas between the Maritatza and Mari Abulafi, quoted from the Ramban, that the halacha is that it's going to be mutter to do borer, even psoles, biyad, if you're going to eat it right away. So too, he says, that's going to be mutter over here. In other words, the teapot, according to the Shmira Shabbos Gilchasa, according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, and it sounds like that this is the svar of the Chazon Ish, is that the teapot is not a kli that's miyuchad leborer, because it's something that you use, A, immediately prior to eating, B, you would use it anyhow, and therefore all you're doing is you're going through the process of achila. And since you're going through the process of achila, that's going to be mutter. So that's a really, really interesting svara that that the Chazon Ish has. I don't know if the Minhag HaOlam is to follow this. This is not quoted, as far as I could remember, in teapot as being mutter within the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, but definitely the Chazon Ish is someone that one could rely on. Okay, so a teapot, you have this heter, the Chazon Ish, that's always used mamish b'shas achila, and therefore it's really no different than the heter of using one's hand. We do see from here that the Chazon Ish was also willing to use the heter of taking psoles b'shas achila, which we saw that the Mishnah Brura was machmir on as a tziruf. The Chazon Ish, it seems, is willing to be mekel for that opinion. Okay, now we're ready to go to our filters today, our water filters. So let's summarize. When it comes to Brita filters, so the halacha is that a Brita filter, when we're talking about water that most people would drink anyhow, that's not going to be a problem. However, if we're talking about water that most people would not drink, so then that becomes much more problematic. So I sent you a picture of Rabbi Ribiat's summary of the sugya, and I sent you three pages because he does a very good job. On the top, let's start with the teapot, and then we'll get to filters. He presents as follows. One may pour tea essence through the screen spout of a teapot containing a moderate mixture of tea leaf particles, if most people would not be very bothered by the mixture and would drink the tea as is. So, Rabbi Ribiat's machmir against the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish we saw would be matir teapots in all instances. He just says it would be mutter if you have psoles that wouldn't disturb people. Mashma, that if you have psoles that would disturb people, he seems to come out l'chumra. Okay. He points out a finicky drinker is going to be a problem. In other words, someone who would be bothered by it, then the filter is going to be usser. And then he begins discussing faucets with filters. Faucets with screen filters screwed at the opening are usually not a problem, Rakid, because the city water is generally free of undesirable particles. Okay. So therefore, there's no problem with the filter on top of your sink. Then he discusses filtering slight discolorations from water. In some municipalities, the conduits that carry the water supply are made of cast iron, which become corroded with the passage of time. This corrosion can cause the water on occasion to become discolored, and somewhat undesirable. Okay. So he says that since most people would drink it, so then it's not going to be a problem. However, if a major disturbance occurs in the water lines, such as a water main failure, so then there is a severe discoloration in the tap water. Most people will not drink this water due to its unpleasant appearance and mildly objectionable taste. It may be possible, going to page 522, to improve the water quality by wrapping a cloth or paper filter at the end of the faucet. Because it is questionable whether it is permissible to strain the discolored water on Shabbos, one should prepare drinking water before Shabbos. So if you know about it before Shabbos, Rabbi Ribiat says, really you should prepare water before Shabbos. However, if the problem suddenly occurs on Shabbos, there is basis to permit using a cloth. He's matir using a cloth. Now, Rabbosai, what's the svara over here to use a cloth? So we saw that a cloth is more lenient than when it comes to mishamer. So therefore, he says that in such a case, a cloth, which is at most is an iser derabanan, so then in such a case, he says that it will be permissible. Okay, because a cloth, we saw it, is by definition going to be more likely to be mutter when in contrast to the filter itself. But he's not willing to be matir within the filter itself. All right, now, what about using a filter? So a cloth, we saw at most it's going to be an iser derabanan, and Rabbi Ribiat argues, in a case of bidyeved, therefore one would be allowed to rely on that. But what about using a filter lechatchila? What about using a filter lechatchila? What about filtering water lechatchila on Shabbos through a real filter? So there's a tshuva from the Minchas Yitzchak in Chelek Zayin Simin Chav Gimel, and the Minchas Yitzchak makes reference to our Chazon Ish. Our Chazon Ish that we had said, that the Chazon Ish says that when it comes to tea, it's going to be mutter. And therefore, he suggests that the same will apply for a filter on water as well. And he's talking about water that you have a concern of bugs inside the water. You have a concern of bugs inside of the water. So then in such a case, he says that the Chazon Ish already said that it's permissible to use the teapot. So since the Chazon Ish was matter a teapot, so too he says this is going to be mutter as well. L'aniyas daiti, the minchas mitzchas Yitzchak's heter, is hard to use for all water on a sink. Because when it comes to the water of a sink, it seems to me that it's different than a teapot. The teapot is used immediately. However, water from a sink isn't always used immediately. Water from the sink is often, you fill up a pitcher, and you put the pitcher in the refrigerator, and you'll do that after lunch, and you'll use it for Shalosh Udos. That is not Lechol Miyad. In contrast to the teapot, you always pour off from the teapot immediately. The Chazon Ish's whole heter was that's based on Derech Achila. So I have a hard time understanding the Minchas Yitzchak's heter when it comes to a filter on that type of water. And therefore, I am not aware of a heter that could be used when we're talking about filtering water that is undrinkable. Now, as the Talmidim pointed out in the Beis Medrash, there might be another heter when it comes to water if you're choshesh that there's bugs inside. The Talmidim pointed out that we have the Nishmas Adam who had a suffix. I think Aryeh told me that Rav Shechter made reference to the Nishmas Adam, that Nishmas Adam had said that if you have Isura Raviyah Alayu, so then in such a case, the Nishmas Adam had a tzad to be Mekel. Now I want to point out, the Minchas Yitzchak presents it as if the Nishmas Adam came out Lekula. We saw the Nishmas Adam inside. I don't believe the Nishmas Adam came out Lekula. And I think Rav Belsky was very strong about this as well, that the Nishmas Adam does not come out Lekula. But definitely we saw there are Rishonim who are Mekel when it comes to Isura Revia Alayu. So there would be a little bit more Tzad to be Mekel. At the end of the day, I myself am uncomfortable being Matir. In other words, if people greater than me were Matir, then fine. Mitsuyan. And you definitely should rely on them. But I myself, looking at the sugya, I see, number one, clearly an Isur d'oraisa of being Meshamer on something that everybody would not drink. If you're talking about something that's an objective psalus, that's not Isur Revia Alayu, you have a tremendous heter of the Chazon Ish, but you got to use it only the way the Chazon Ish used the heter, Lanias Daiti, and that would be only if we're talking about something that is in general being used Miyad, Lechol Miyad. So then the Chazon Ish was matir, but to expand the Chazon Ish, like it seems to me the Minchas Yitzchak is doing, l'aniyas daiti tzarech iyun, on being able to do that. And then you have to have shoulders, like the way it was reported to me that Rav Shechter has shoulders, and Rav Shechter said at the end of the day, we're mekel, like those Rishonim who say Isur Revi Alayu. Again, I didn't hear this from him, but this is what was reported to me, that you could be mekel Isur Revi Alayu. But if you're talking about a real psalus, let's say we're talking about water that, for whatever reason, has real impurities, so in such a case, I'm not sure what the heter is. I would encourage, in such a case, for a person to arrange having water taken care of before Shabbos. If one has rabbeim, the paskin, that Isur Revi Alayu you could be make on when it comes to filtering water for bugs, then definitely one could rely on that, but be aware of where that shita is coming from. What happens if you have somebody, and here we have this in Israel all the time, you have somebody just doesn't like the taste of the water, and they're an istanis. They're an istanis that they wouldn't drink the water. In other words, if they were told that the apartment that they're staying in doesn't have a filter, then what they would do is they would buy bottled water. Now, there's no obvious impurities in the water. There aren't any obvious impurities in the water. The water looks fine. There's no obvious impurities in the water. So here we have an interesting heter from Rav Nissim Karelitz. Rav Nissim Karelitz says that you don't see the impurities in the water itself, so then in such a case, that's not going to be a problem of borer. This is Rav Nissim Karelitz Lishitaso, lishitaso, with what we saw in terms of washing off the fruits and vegetables. That when it comes to something that's not visible, so then in such a case, it's not going to be subject to the Yisur of Bora. So that's a big, big, big heter. That if you don't see it, it's going to be permissible. So most of the time when people are filtering water, it depends on the place. If it's in a third world country, so then often there'll be real impurities that you could see, and there'll be discolored water. So in such a case, I don't know of the heter. If we're talking about water with bugs, so then we have the question of the Nishmas Adam, and then the question of how poskim are going to be machria. If we're talking about water that looks fine, but you just don't like the taste of the water because you got used to New York water, so then in such a case, Rav Nissim Karelis says that that's not going to be subject to the Isser of filtering altogether. Finally, one more last halacha. I'll just finish last halacha, and then I'll take your Ha'ara Fival. One more halacha, l'shmir Shabbos kilchasa in Sif Nun Ches. By the way, every single time I quote from the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, it's the Seifim in the previous edition, not the last edition. So in the back, there's a converter of the new Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa you'll be able to see in there. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says that you have the following problem with a tea bag. He says if you take out a tea bag, and so you're pulling out the bag, it's being pulled out, and you take out the bag, and what comes out is tea. So he says you're taking bora, you're doing bora, because you're taking out the psolas, you don't want it, and you're separating it from the ochel, and the ochel comes down. So Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says that is an iser of a real shaila of bora, and therefore the Eitzah HaYeutza is to put a spoon under the tea bag. In such a case, then that would be the way of solving it. Yesh lefalpel, according to the Chazon Ish, whether that would also be permissible. Because according to the Chazon Ish, we said, even if you have a kli, but if it's all in the process of achila miyad, then in such a case it's going to be permissible. I leave that as an open suffix. Okay, so what do we do b'siyat d'shmaya today before I take Fivel Sa'ara? Number one, we saw the halachas of being kolev peiros, and in terms of borer, we saw Rechitzas Peiros, Ramosha's three heterim. We pointed out that the last heter gets involved in how you understand Ein Shorin and Ein Sholin. Then we went to the Isser of Merakeid, and we saw the machlokis between Rambam and Rashi in regards to Merakeid, in terms of the case of Beina Gesos. And we were introduced lahalacha to the heter of the Ran, that the Ran says that if you have something that rove people drink, the halacha is that it's going to be permissible, even if it's akur ktsas, that what we saw from the Ran. We saw that we paskin that way, and therefore lahalacha, anything that a person, most people would drink, is going to be permissible. What about those things that people don't drink? So we have the heter of the Chazon Ish. And then we have the heter, the extension of it, of the Minchas Yitzchak. By the way, the Minchas Yitzchak concludes, and he says, the final heter is that first thing I mentioned from the Chazon Ish, and that is that if you let some still go down the sink, so then in such a case, then that's not going to be called Borer, because it went Le'ibud. I still don't understand the Chazon Ish, so I also don't understand the Minchas Yitzchak. In this case, a lot of the heterim that are advanced over here are heterim that I find our tremendous chidushim. In terms of filtering for bugs, so then that gets involved in Isura Raviyah Layu. If we're talking about something that is just the taste, and it's not something that it could be seen in the color, or that there are particles, so then in such a case, the heter of the chutshani makes sense to argue that it's not going to be considered a psalus. Yes, Fivel, what were you going to say?
Yeah, in a case where, let's say most people drink from it, and a person specifically is machbid on it because of small particles, not because of bugs, but small particles in the water, he's machbid. Is a person allowed to separate it, like let's put the water from the sink in the Brita, and then serve it by the Shabbos table? Did a person who's machbid take from that?
So the Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa has a similar question to what you just said. In Perek Gimel, he says as follows.
It might take me a couple minutes to find, but I think it's very similar to what you had asked. Okay, that was. There were two Shmir Shabbos Kelchasas. One was known Zion, and the other was Mem Tesnos. Let's see, Nun Zayin. Then there was Nun. Yeah. Uleinyin ishari l'shose below sinun l'sanein b'shabes b'shvil acher she'ena shose b'li sinun. It's similar to your Shaila. You're going to put it in the Brita. Let's say I'm not an Istinus, and Reuven is an Istinus. So I'll put it in the Brita for myself. Okay? And at my table, he's going to pour from the Brita, but I already put it on the table, or I'll even pour him from the Brita. Two different Shailas. So says the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, in the case of where I'm doing the Sinun, I am b'tshuvas maramshik shenota lahakel, that he quotes the maramshik as being mekel. So the halacha would be that since for me it's not sinun, it's going to be permissible. That's how he paskins. Okay. Okay. Wishing everybody a gemar chasima tova, shnas chaim tova v'shalom. Should be a year of bracha and hatzlacha. I guess I'm going to have to pass on the Musar tonight, because to do Musar, it's one thing to learn Halach over Zoom, it's another thing to do Musar over Zoom. So I hope that the Chevra finds a way to have an Aliyah before Yom HaKippurim, and may HaKadosh Baruch Hu be Mekabel our Tshuva, may it be a Shnas Chaim Tovim V'Shalom. If there's anything you'd like to speak to me about before Yom HaKippurim, I should be Siyata Deshmaya available. And I'm sorry the Zman ended this way, that I'm not able to wish you Gmar Chasima Tova in person, but at least HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us this gift that even when we're far away from each other, we're able to see each other. So that in itself is a tremendous gift. So wishing everybody Gmar Chasima Tova, Shnas Chaim Tovim V'Shalom. Also, I ask mechila from anybody if there's anything that I was pogea in any of you, and I give a mechila gemura to. I'm not aware of anything that I need to give, but b'simcha I give a mechila gemura to anybody who for in any way wants to be asked for mechila or needs to be asked for mechila. Shnas chaim tovim v'shalom. Amen, amen. Gmar Chasima Tova Simcha, Gmar Chasima Tova Yitz, Gmar Chasima Tova Aryeh.
That'd be a quick question?
Sure.
About water. Let's say somebody turned on the faucet, it has a, let's say,